First, it's time for our weekly review of state news. One of the biggest stories this week was the back and forth between Attorney General Brad Schimmel and the Wisconsin Elections and Ethics Commissions. It all centers on a report Schimmel released last week regarding the leak of documents from the John Doe investigation. Sean Johnson is WPR's Capitol Bureau Chief. He's with us to break down this and other top Wisconsin news from the past week. Sean, welcome back to the show.
Hey, Rob.
Well, the latest development in this John Doe investigation leak story, now we have legislative leaders, Republican leaders, calling for the resignations of the heads of these two commissions, the Elections Commission and the Ethics Commission. What's going on?
Yeah, and I think you could even say it's gone a step farther than that, because you had today Senate Majority Leader Scott Fitzgerald say, really, resign, because if you don't, we're going to take up your confirmation before the state Senate, and we'll just see where that goes. You know, if the state Senate were to vote them down, that would kind of force the issue.
So quit or we're going to fire you.
It's the implied message there coming from Senator Fitzgerald, because right now the leaders of the Ethics and Elections Commissions are not saying they're going to step down. They have the support of their boards, which are made up of Democratic and Republican appointees. And I mean, this all goes back to when these people worked for the now defunct Government Accountability Board. That was disbanded. It split off into the Elections and Ethics Commissions that we have now, where they're working. But it was the Government Accountability Board that was involved in this John Doe 2 investigation into Governor Scott Walker's campaign. And that was looking at whether Walker improperly coordinated with conservative groups, especially during the recall. Schimmel's report, specifically that investigation, is looking into how information from John Doe 2 was leaked to the Guardian newspaper. And who did that? His report did not recommend any criminal charges. It did not point the finger and say, you did it to, you know, any one name, but it was very critical of the Government Accountability Board for not keeping better track of the records and preserving the secrecy that's supposed to go along with a John Doe investigation.
And criticism apparently of the newer Elections Commission and Ethics Commission, right, for how they protect their documents?
I mean, I think it ties, my understanding is it ties back to the administrators who now work there, worked for the GAB.
They were there with the GAB.
They were tarnished in the minds of Republican legislative leaders just by having been involved with the GAB when it was involved in the John Doe 2. But again, those administrators have the faith, at least at this point, they have the faith of their boards. That's who they answer to, unless the full state Senate gets involved like Fitzgerald is hinting it might.
Now, Republicans had accused the Government Accountability Board of partisan behavior, in part because of the John Doe 2 investigation, mainly. That's why the GAB is gone. That's why these two new commissions are put in place. But now they're saying that stain of partisanship, according to Republican leaders, is still there on these new boards that they created to replace the old board.
Yeah, I mean, the changes that we've gone through since that John Doe 2 investigation are pretty huge. So the investigation itself was shut down by the state Supreme Court, who said, yes, these groups, these third-party groups and candidates can coordinate. The legislature passed a law basically codifying that, going a little further, saying, yes, this is okay. The legislature disbanded the Government Accountability Board and split it up into these two new commissions. And the legislature said, by the way, in the future, John Doe's can't be used for this type of investigation. So it's a new world that we're in here today. All of that is kind of a distant memory, but some of the same people who worked for that GAB now work in these ethics and elections commissions, and that is who Republican leaders are going after right now.
And Democrats, I've seen at least some outside groups who support Democrats saying, wait a minute, this isn't you're punishing them for partisan misbehavior. You're punishing them, they're saying, for investigating you.
Yeah, I mean, the Democrats who are coming out and commenting on this today are saying, you know, Republicans, you are the ones being partisan here, that that the administrators for these agencies are doing their jobs and you're just trying to push them out of the way for your own benefit.
Stay tuned on this one. We're talking to Sean Johnson, WPR's Capitol Bureau Chief, about the big news in Wisconsin politics. A report came out yesterday. This is at Politico, the national news website. They're saying Paul Ryan is talking to people, lots of people in his circle, about not wanting to stick around in this job, the thankless job of House Speaker, for too much longer.
Right. And pretty soon after that came out, Paul Ryan's office was saying, you know, no, there's nothing to it. Governor Walker was saying, no, I talked with Paul Ryan. He's not going anywhere. A lot of Republicans pushed back immediately and said, no, ignore this. It's not happening. But I think you got to look at that report from Politico. And this is not, I mean, this is not something that they took lightly. This is something that was reported out by two reporters at Politico who are pretty plugged in. You know, one of them, Tim Alberta, I know, covered Republican politics for the National Review very recently, a conservative publication. He has very good sources within the world of Paul Ryan, and they based their report on three dozen people who they said they had recent interviews with, three dozen people who know the speaker, fellow lawmakers, congressional and administrative aides, conservative intellectuals, and Republican lobbyists. And they said not a single person believed Ryan will stay in Congress past 2018. Ryan says, you know, asked if he's going anywhere. Ryan says no. Okay. But that is the basis of their reporting. They talked to a lot of people for this.
It'll be interesting to see how other Republicans in the House respond to that, because A, they would need somebody else to run in his district. B, they need some, it took some doing, it seemed like, to get Paul Ryan to take this job. It's a thankless job in a lot of ways. Like I said, when John Boehner left, they were really searching for a replacement. Now they'd have to replace Paul Ryan.
Yeah. And
if this happened.
Right. I mean, there was some question before Paul Ryan took this job over who could kind of unite the warring factions of the Republican caucus in the U.S. House of Representatives. Paul Ryan has been that guy so far. But if he were to leave, you know, what would happen? And remember, they have a lot that they want to do or maybe need to do in the coming year. And Politico spelled that out. So you've got they have to fund the government, raise the debt ceiling, modify spending caps, address the continuation of health subsidies. A long list of stuff that's going to be a heavy lift for whoever is that speaker. And if the members of the House of Representatives think Paul Ryan is on his way out, he can't really instill fear to kind of get stuff passed. You know, they're not going to be worried about crossing him, and it makes his job all the more difficult.
In other related political news, we had this special election in Alabama. A Democrat won in a very Republican state. A lot of special circumstances there. I think people in states all over the country are saying, okay, does this mean something? Is this part of a wave? Democrats are looking at that, at what happened in Virginia, where they won the governor's race, made big strides in the state legislature, some other special elections. They're making the case that this is that 2018 is their maybe wave year.
Yeah, I got to imagine that the conversations that you heard in Wisconsin following this and kind of the reaction to what happened in Alabama is repeating itself in states all over the country, with Democrats saying, hey, in our state, we're coming for you next, Republicans, and Republicans saying, look, the Alabama thing was a very special case because, of course, Roy Moore was a candidate with a lot of flaws. I mean, there were these reports that came out pretty close to the election of, you know, woman after woman coming out and saying Roy Moore made sexual advances when they were teenagers and he was in his 30s. Okay. This was, you know, you had a lot of Republicans out there saying, I believe this story. This is credible. Roy Moore needs to step down. So there is that special factor to this Alabama election. And that does kind of raise the question of whether or not you can look at that and, you know, find a trend in states like Wisconsin. But you do have special elections so far have gone Democrats' way, and Republicans control all of Congress and the White House. Typically when that happens in a midterm election, the other party benefits.
Want to listen to Wisconsin Senator Ron Johnson. He was one who had believed Roy Moore's accusers. He's asked by reporters here in the Capitol about lessons of the Alabama election.
What message did the election send last night?
The Alabamas didn't want to somebody who dated 14-year-old girls.
I mean, is this a lesson for Steve Bannon?
I hope he pays attention that you need good candidates to win Senate races, yeah.
So, I mean, that's kind of along the lines of this was an Alabama problem, this was a candidate problem, this is not a Democrat advantage problem.
Yeah, but you did hear a question there, if there was a message for Steve Bannon, the former political advisor to President Trump, who is now taking it upon himself to find kind of challenger Republicans who will shake up the so-called GOP establishment, maybe oust the Senate Majority Leader. Bannon backed Roy Moore in a big way. And at the end, President Trump backed Roy Moore in a big way. So it is definitely a loss for them. Their preferred candidate lost. And given President Trump's approval rating, you know, it's not like this is in any way a good thing for Steve Bannon or Donald Trump.
So a lot of time till the elections, though. Sean, thanks as always for joining us.
You're welcome, Rob.
That's Sean Johnson, WPR's Capital Bureau Chief. He joined us to look back at the big Wisconsin news from the past week.